Hey y'all, welcome to the Neighborhood Video Podcast. I am super excited to be here with y'all today. Y'all know what we do here. We get all up in your business talking about self, family, friends, finances, and now we're even gonna make time for some special guests. As always, this is not a conversation about relationships because we are minding our own business. That's right, child. But trust and believe, once we get that straight, the rest will follow. You know me. I'm your nosy neighbor, Inertia Justice. So go get your coffee, your tea, or whatever it is you're sipping on these days. As a matter of fact, why don't you take a moment and type what you're sipping on down in the comments. Who, me? Yes, I am sipping on some yogi tea. It's called Cold Season. It has a light, sweet taste with a smooth note of eucalyptus. Now that's perfect for today's chat because we will be opening up. I'll put the link in the description just in case you want to get some. I'm also sipping it in my big business mug. That's right. That's what I call it. And since you guys have been such amazing neighbors, I will be gifting a couple of these out, but we can talk about that later. Let's get into today's chat. I thought today would be a great day to talk about being present. Remember when you were in grade school and your teacher would call the roll? She would call everybody's name one by one, only stopping when she would hear someone call out present or here. Each time, if not already looking, the teacher would raise her gaze to see who was responding. Now, these words of response was more powerful than we could have ever imagined. These responses gave our position. I'm here. The teacher would use that to locate us in the room. I'm present, which is actually a shortened version of present and accounted for. Of course, there was always a class clown attempting to disguise their voice and answer for an absent student. And the class would roar, or maybe they just chuckle a little bit. Now, y'all know me. Y'all know I'm going somewhere with this. So, every morning, when you open your eyes, the roll is being called. How are you answering? Are you present? Are you here? What's the difference? Okay, I'm so glad that you ask, because you know I'm always excited to answer questions from my neighbors. And I'm even more excited to be able to pull up some definitions and compare. We're going to compare the definition of present versus here. Now, the definition for present says now existing or in progress. Here is defined as in this place at this moment. I'll ask you again. Every morning when you open your eyes and God is calling the roll, how are you answering? Are you present, existing, or are you here in this place? Or are you allowing someone else to answer for you? Yes, my loves, this is going to be a deep dive today. Today is the day that all of our previous chats have been leading up to. It is difficult to mind your own business when you don't know your business. The only way to know your business is if you're participating in your business. The only way to participate in your business is if you are here. That's right. Most philosophers want to say that you want to practice on being present. But y'all know how we do in the neighborhood. Baby, we skip the fluff and get right to the meaning. Now, present, meaning existing. Do we really want to just exist? No, we want to live. Here means in this location. And if we are in this location, we can get a lay of the land. We can tell that if we are at home and unemployed, as as a dishwasher, but all of the people that we know that are cooks are employed, then we know that from this angle, we need to learn a different skill, honey, so that we are not at home. We can be out working. That's just a small example. There is a line in an old school hip hop song that says, "It ain't where you're from, it's where you're at." Which is just a fly way of saying that we cannot live in the past. Does it matter where you were yesterday, last week, last year? No. All that matters is that you are here right now. And where are you going to go next? Well, thank you for joining me in the neighborhood. You know the neighborhood is better when you're in it. Be sure to follow me on my podcast. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Your Nosy Neighbor. That's right. If you love the show, please leave some comments and I will continue to bring you content. Oh my God, I almost forgot. So, how do you get this beautiful big business mug? You have to like the Instagram page for Your Nosy Neighbor, share it with a friend, and if you want me to throw in a beautiful Minding My Own Business t-shirt, then go ahead and DM me the answers from last time's homework. I didn't forget y'all. I look forward to seeing you. You know I love you more. Oh,